slip you an ambient. Welcome to Cosmos FM. This is Dr. Dean Vafianis, and we are Talking Teeth. I'll be your host here on this bi-weekly program covering all topics of oral health, your teeth, and your smile. I hope everybody's doing well today. This is a live show. Our number, if you need have any questions, it's 718-204-8900, or you can email your questions to drdeanradio@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us again on Talking Teeth, and we have a great program for you today with some special guests. We're going to be talking about facial aesthetics, some beautiful smiles, how we can change your face, how we can change your hair, how the face and the eyes and the teeth can change your life. Hi, Pam. Pam is here.
Superwoman.
Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Yes, I hope you're doing well out there. In Radio Land. If you've missed our previous shows, you can go to iTunes Podcasts and type in Talking Teeth, and you can download any of our shows, or you can go to our website, www.nysi.org, and click on Listen button, and you can sort of hear all the shows we have. Today we're talking about smile designs, facial aesthetics, how your face and your self-esteem kind of put it all together. We have a very special guest who I'm going to introduce.
A very special guest, Dr. Dean,
who we will introduce in a few minutes, but let's get into it really quickly. What is self-esteem, and how does it help with your facial aesthetics and your hair and your eyes and your nose and your teeth? Does the smile play a part in the patient's self-esteem and social well-being? Well, at the New York Smile Institute, as most of you know, when we do any kind of tooth enhancement, whitening, veneers, any kind of restoration of the facial of the teeth, we also change the patient's face. And part of that has to do with the self-esteem issue. If someone has ugly teeth and doesn't like their smile, they're not really going to smile with their lips or their cheeks or their eyes. They're going to be a little bit sort of self-conscious about it.
No kidding. Some people even smile by putting their hands up in front of their lips.
Right. And
to hide their teeth.
Yeah, because whether they're yellow or they're getting a little, they have different kind of colors. You know, people get very self-conscious. And I had, when I was young, I had broken teeth. And as you know, Pam, I couldn't smile for 2 or 3 years until I finally got my teeth fixed when I was about 21 years old. And what happens is the self-esteem gets very excited, and people look in the mirror. They look better. They feel younger. They feel better. And what that does is increases the facial muscle activity. What that will do then is give us people, you may hear the term a smile lift or a lip lift.
Fabulous.
What's happening is the muscles are working specially, and they're working to the point where the patient is looking in the mirror in front of a camera in front of their friends, and all of a sudden they feel better. So the things I wanted to touch upon is four major attributes of how you can get a quick fix to your smile and the things that happen that we notice. We notice that some patients, they have the worn teeth or they have short teeth. And unfortunately, that does give a little bit of an aged look, because if the teeth are worn or short, it gets away from the nice, long, you know, whiter teeth. The color of the teeth, if the teeth are crooked, it's going to change the patient's perspective of themselves. The other big problem is some people may lose one or two or multiple teeth in their posterior part of the mouth, which will then collapse the jaw.
Right.
And mm-hmm. You notice this when people may be on the subway, on the train, on the bus. If you've noticed people how they're eating, and their lips kind of come together, and they get a lot of wrinkles in their cheekbones.
Yeah.
And they get wrinkles in their lips. And that has to do what we call in dentistry facial collapse or vertical dimension loss. What happens with patients like that is because they've lost posterior support, their jaw goes into a different position, and their cheeks kind of get a little bit smaller, and they can't really smile well, and that becomes an issue. So all these little things that happen, whether it's worn teeth, crooked teeth, discolorations, or facial changes, can be fixed really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Something as easy as bonding
right.
can mm-hmm. repair the tooth's length. and that kind of makes the tooth a little look a little bit longer. If the patient can afford a little bit more, then we'll probably do a porcelain veneers that enhance the size of the tooth and show the teeth when the patient smiles. And of course, the patient goes home, they look at their family members or their friends and colleagues, and all of a sudden their self-esteem gets a little bit higher.
Right, and they retrain themselves to smile because they haven't smiled in a long time.
Yeah, and actually what happens to a couple of patients, we had patients that there was a survey done where they looked at patients who had worn teeth. This is in the University of Michigan, that had worn teeth, and after they got their teeth repaired, their self-esteem was improved by 78%. They basically took a self-survey before, a self-survey afterwards, and they showed that their self-esteem was increased in 78% of the subjects. The other 22% of the subjects showed an increase. They said, my personality didn't change, but I saw myself smiling more. I wasn't afraid of the camera. So these things have to do with the mouth. And we're talking about facial aesthetics. This is Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. This is a live show, so please call in with any questions, 718-204-8900. And I want to point out another interesting study that showed how when they did the research of eye fixation, when people were viewing faces, they tracked the eyes of where they were looking at. And what do you think the eyes see first?
Teeth.
Well, I'd like to think that. But
okay.
It's not true.
Second guessed. Eyes.
Eyes, that's right. So the most important thing after I read this article back in 2010, again from the Ohio State University, the author is Hickman and Firestone, it brought a lot of attention to me in saying that the patients, yeah, they look at the teeth, but they look at the eyes first.
Okay.
And that was an important thing. So that I started thinking about that. They look also at the nose, the mouth, the ears, and the chin. And they look at the mouth at number third. So they look at the eyes, then
okay.
The nose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my nose is not very pretty.
Well, you don't have to look hard. It's right there.
But my eyes are nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
My mouth is nice.
That's right.
So I kind of skip over the nose part.
Okay.
But basically what this showed me was that it's not just about the teeth.
Okay.
And we took a different approach back in 2010, and we used this article as a platform to start saying, wait a minute, we're going to make beautiful teeth, but it's not just the teeth.
It's not.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Now, you know in your cabinet, in your apartment,
mm-hmm.
how many pieces of palette and eyeshadow and colors that you ladies have.
That's true.
Because it really covers a multitude of shelves.
From my favorite makeup artist,
okay.
Enid O.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about her in a second.
Okay.
But the point is that the eyes are very important. Color of the eyes. Lashes.
That's true.
The
lashes
eyebrows.
Are big now. Mm-hmm.
The eyebrows.
Right.
Now, thank God I'm Greek,
mm-hmm.
and I have great lashes, so I don't have to really accent them. But what I do realize is that patients have to take care of their eyes in terms of looking pretty. So I said to myself, how can I find someone that will enhance the eyes
mm-hmm.
and the mouth as well at the same time? So if I do something to a patient that enhance their teeth, make them whiter, make them prettier, can I get someone to do their eyes at the same time? So the patient walks home with a beautiful makeup done, you know, not too much, not overdone, just very natural colors that fit her face, fit her attributes, and fit her teeth.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I love it.
Okay. Then we took it to the next level. And we said, not just eyes and teeth, not just eyes and teeth, but what about the hair?
The hair, absolutely.
So what happened in 2010, I had an epiphany. I said, I have to go talk to my friend upstairs. And this is our special guest today, the celebrity beauty expert.
Hooray.
The king of color, the owner of the Louis Licari Salon, New York Fifth Avenue, Louis Licari. Louis, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Dean, and I'm so happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you.
Great.
And his assistant, Michelle Diaz. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Michelle.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, I tell you something, you guys have beautiful hair.
Oh, thanks.
And I have beautiful teeth because I saw Dr. Dean.
Exactly.
What
so
a family.
What we did was we took our patients that we were doing these facial changes, either whether it's bonding or whitening or whatever, and brought them up to Louis Licari and basically tied the whole thing together of facial aesthetics, not just the teeth, plus the makeup of the eyes, plus the beautiful hair. And that's what really changed the way I looked at my patients from the facial facial features point of view, that I think by just changing their smile, which is going to increase the cheekbones, increase the lips, increase the jawbone and the line, that now I had a helper and I had a partner that I can go to with our patients and get their eyes and their makeup done and their hair done.
Fantastic.
Now, Pam, you've been doing this with me a long time.
Yeah.
How many times did the patient go home after they had their teeth, again, just whitened or bonded or veneered, and had their hair done and went back home? What did the husband say? What did the family members say? What did the people who work with the lady say?
Amazing. Amazing. You look beautiful.
Tell us a nice story about Madeline.
You look beautiful. We had Madeline, who was a young lady, probably in her late 20s.
Yes.
And she was more on the natural side. She really didn't wear any makeup. And she rode her bicycle around New York and came and
had... And she had a very low self-esteem. Pretty
very
girl.
Very low self-esteem.
Pretty girl, very low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful girl. And when we did her teeth, she looked absolutely beautiful. She still was not able to smile. And we wanted to take some after photos. So what we did was we made an appointment at Louis Lucari. We brought her upstairs. We had her hair done. We had her makeup put on. And then we did a photo shoot, and I saw a different person.
A different person, exactly. Louis, tell us where your website is. Tell us what your location is.
Okay, 693 Fifth Avenue. On the 15th and 16th floor, right on top of you. And so it makes it very convenient for me.
What is your website?
Lewis at lewislacari.com.
That's lewislacari.com, L-I-C-A-R-I.
Yes.
Okay, so tell, how long have you been in the hair business?
I've been in the hair business, believe it or not, about 30 years.
So that makes you about 45 years old.
Well, thanks to your teeth, we'll go with that number.
And have you seen new trends emerging in the color or styles, or is it something
certainly
that keeps it kind of evolving?
You know, it's constantly evolving, and the trend now is more warmer colors and sun-kissed colors and colors more that are the ombre effect, where there's more color on the ends of hair. But certainly, it's a color story. The way the hair color and teeth color affect the complexion, affect the eyes, it may takes years off of your look. You want to look prettier. You want to look younger. Color your hair. Change your teeth. Put on a little bit of makeup. You work at it, you're going to look years younger.
That's great. That's great
advice.
All
right. So, Louis, do you see a change, like, in men coming into the salon now?
I can't tell you. You know, again, been in
Stop
the
making
business
fun of
for
me.
Many, many years. In the beginning, men used to come in and sort of hide behind the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. For every one of those guys, you know, there were 20 guys at home that were, you know, spouring a little bit of their wives' nice and easy
right.
at home hair color.
When they weren't looking.
Then when they weren't looking.
Uh-huh.
But now men are very open about it. It's just like getting a haircut. It's a part of normal grooming. And more men come in for more and more haircuts. And Michelle can tell you all about that because she does all the bookings.
Of course I do. I enjoy scheduling men's haircuts.
She just enjoys men, actually.
It's okay.
So what do you think about the facial aesthetics and changing, you know, with the hair and the makeup? What do you think about when we sort of started talking about that 2 years ago? Have you seen that change and that trend going?
Oh, that is... the trend. You know, at one time, I think people, they fix their hair, their teeth, because perhaps they were broken.
Right.
Now they just want them to look whiter and brighter. Why? Because it makes you look better.
Because they can.
Doesn't want to look better.
And it makes you look younger.
Same thing with hair color. Years ago, people colored the hair when you went gray. People don't wait till they go gray now. Now it's your biggest fashion accessory.
Yeah.
You know? A little bit of makeup goes a long way. The tip with makeup, I always say, is that less is more.
Right.
Because you want it to look real. The whole tip, especially with you, with your teeth look absolutely real. I try to do with my hair color, to make it look like you were born with it if you were incredibly lucky.
Well, we have a phone call from Mr. Dan. And he says he'd like to get his hair colored by Michelle. He likes a salt and pepper type. Do you kind of, if the guy's really white, do you kind of get white hair in it? Do you really get salt and pepper? Can you do it like halfway so it doesn't look that bad?
I can't tell you how many times people come in and want that George Clooney look. And that has actually become one of our areas of expertise.
That's great.
And what it does is it doesn't give you the hair color that you had 20 years ago, right. But we'll give you the hair color that you had maybe 5 to 7 years ago.
Right, right,
when there was a little more pepper and a little less salt.
Tell me about, from the last couple of years we've been working together, tell me the difference between before and now where the people actually get their teeth whitened either before or after they get their hair done. What have you seen, the changes in there? And I, in terms of, I know I what I've seen, I'm just curious if you saw the same thing where their lips are kind of going up and they're just happier.
Well, it gives you more confidence. And at this point in time in the world, in this economy, you have to have the most confidence that you can possibly have. If you want to get that job, you better be the best-looking man or woman that's applying for that job.
It's very funny because here's the article from the London Times where a person's teeth may influence whether they will be successful in life. So they were looking at the comparison of those who had whitened teeth and those who didn't. And the professor, Tim Newton, in London, who carried out the research, said, I would have thought that people would prefer the natural-looking teeth, but they actually don't. They actually want whiter teeth. So those with the yellow teeth were deemed less clever, less popular, and less adjusted, as were those with crowded teeth. So the people who had whiter teeth and more perfect teeth got a better rating from their peers when they were just doing this independent study.
Yeah, well, this whole book I've written on it, I believe it's called The Halo Effect, and the point of it is the better your presentation, the more successful you will be in life, the better chance you have of getting the job, the better chance you have of getting that promotion,
right.
The better chance you have of having a successful life.
Right.
Living your life to its fullest, and that's what that's all about.
You know, I can't tell you how many, you know, I see the trend as you see it in hair as well. We used to do mostly 70, 80% women of their teeth. We're seeing a lot of men come in now who said, you know what, I am successful business-wise, but I don't feel my teeth show it. So they're trying to get their teeth to the point where they are successful. They want to just look the part. And they're just walking around with yellow teeth for 20, 30 years, and they just want to look better. The funny thing what we see is after they actually get it done, they said, why did I wait so long? It wasn't that hard.
Exactly.
It didn't really hurt.
Yep.
It was a little bit of finances that I had to put together, but why did I wait so long? So you're seeing these people in their 40s, 50s, 60s who are really doing it for themselves. And I think like what you said, they want to just feel better. And then you see their smile just all of a sudden, boom, it just pops up. We take before pictures and after pictures. And what I consistently see on every patient is the before pictures, they're not smiling. They're kind of like holding back. And then once they get their teeth done, and we do some makeup for gentlemen too when they're on radio, on television. And all of a sudden, their cheeks wake up, and you just see and they're like, boom, and they're just so confident.
Right. I totally agree. And yeah, I can remember the first time I saw you, you said, Lewis, your teeth have wear and tear. And I instantly knew that meant, oh, Lewis, that's just a kind way to say old age.
Right.
And certainly, I don't feel old, and I'm active. I take care of my body. I take care of my brain. I take care of my health. Why wouldn't I take care of my teeth?
Right.
It's just the next
part. And that's what I wanted to give you. I wanted to give you that because I knew you're successful. I knew you had it. But did you just not think about it or you just didn't want to go through it? What was your
It was a much bigger deal than it was. The fact that we did it in a couple visits.
Right.
The fact that we did it in a couple
Amazing.
Hours.
Yeah.
The fact that I would go in the morning and then the afternoon I was doing clients and their hair color came out well.
You like that?
Right. Wait a minute. I have to say, Lewis came up back and said, Michelle, what do you think of my teeth? I'm like, Lewis, let me look. And he gave me the biggest smile.
He's ever given.
Ever. He's ever given. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, Lewis, I can't believe that. He was just smiling away.
Oh, don't let them know I'm the real sourpuss that I am. Come on.
We're talking to Lewis Zakari, our guest here at Cosmos FM, talking to WNYE 91.5. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Lewis Zakari and his associate, Michelle Diaz. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. My name is Dr. Dean Vafiatis. We are here with Louis Licari, the famous celebrity beauty expert and king of color.
King of color.
Thank you so much for being here. This is a live show. If you would like to call in your phone calls or any kind of questions you have for Louis or myself, 718-204-8900. Or you can email us at drdeanradio@gmail.com. Pam, do we have a question on email?
We have a question on email, which is a question from Natasha saying, I love my boyfriend, but he has terrible teeth. How can I convince him to get work done since he's terrified of the dentist? More importantly, can he be fixed?
That's a great question because I get that from my family members and my colleagues. Said, you know, I have a guy who really got to get his teeth done, but I don't know how to tell him. The best thing I can tell you is you go to the appointment, you make the appointment for yourself, okay, and you go to the office and you say, I'm going to go get a cleaning, and you bring him with you. This way he can see the office. Then he gets a chance to meet me or meet the other doctors and meet Pam, and now he starts feeling like he's part of a little family, mm-hmm. and that'll sort of get him going. Whether he can be fixed or not, obviously, it depends on what kind of situation he has, and everybody's got different issues. But the best thing to do is always bring him to your dentist or to our office, and they can meet the office and meet the people, because that makes him feel comfortable if he's going in with his girlfriend, with his colleague, and just kind of coming with somebody, as opposed to going and making an appointment by themselves.
Okay.
So thank you for the call, Tosh.
Great question. I have a question,
yes,
for Louis.
Go ahead.
My question is, how long does your hair dye usually last?
Well, hair color can last any place from, it depends on what you're doing. If you're covering gray, it can last as short as 4 weeks, unfortunately.
Depends how quick your hair grows.
And what color. Obviously, if you have gray hair and you make it dark, it's going to grow up quicker. But there are many other techniques, like the highlighting technique and tone-on-tone techniques, that you can color your hair 2 or 3 times a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does the actual color get into the cell? Like, if you blew it up on a big microscope, how does the actual color get onto the hair? Is it just a dye, or is it sticking onto the actual hair?
Well, there's two kinds of color. There's a semi-permanent color that's a coating that just lies on top of the hair shaft. Mm-hmm. Then there's a permanent color that actually opens up the cuticle of the hair and deposits the hair, the pigment in the hair.
Got it.
And that's there, It will oxidize over time, but when it oxidizes, oxidation means hair color turns a little bit lighter and a little bit warmer. So you know what it looks now? It looks sun-kissed.
Right.
So people love
you get that little, like the sun turned it a little, like, blondish.
Yes. So often,
I think I got one of those right here.
Yeah, I think so. But people often love the hair color a few weeks after it's done.
Yes.
Because it looks more like yours and less like mine.
Right. Now, what is it? Does everybody have different terms of growth of their hair, or does everybody grow differently? Everybody grow the same? How does that? Because I know some people, they grow out their color and they look a little darker. If it's a woman, you can see their roots. Is it just biologically everybody's the same, or is it different?
It's close. But certainly, you know, the real problem is, what color are your roots? If you have hair that's dark and you're making it lighter, that's sort of acceptable. That's right.
It kind of looks okay.
It's cool. We can accept that kind of deep roots. The roots that you don't want are gray roots, because when you have gray roots and they're showing, you know what it does? It makes you look bald.
No one wants to look like
they're losing their hair.
Tell us your favorite celebrity that you've colored.
Oh, I've colored so many. I mean,
give me your favorite one. What's your favorite story?
Kim Basinger.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Annette Bening.
That's great.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
That's great.
Right now I'm working on a new movie that's, if you're just starting this, it probably won't be out for a year, but I'm working with Daniel Radcliffe, who is, of course, Harry Potter, and who was the sweetest guy. His first words to me were, "Hi, Louis, I'm Dan, so nice to meet you." And I just thought, wow, this mega, huge star.
It's down to earth.
It's so down to earth. That's so impressive.
We're talking with Louis Licari, a hair colorist and celebrity beauty expert. His salon is on New York City, 693 Fifth Avenue. His website is louislicari.com. The number is 212-758-2090 for an appointment. This is WNYE, and we're talking about teeth and face and makeup. A quote from Professor Newton: if you are attractive and you have a little bit of yellowness, you can probably get away with it, but most people want white teeth. The interesting thing, we had a celebrity, another celebrity, a psychologist come to our show about 2 years ago, and I want to repeat what she had said because it's really interesting. You know, white teeth are not natural. They're just not natural. My son is 8 years old, and he has natural yellow teeth. And the interesting thing is, he said, Dad, you got nice white teeth. Mom's got nice white teeth. Grandpa's got super white teeth.
Right.
Why are my teeth yellow?
Smart kid you got there.
So it's an interesting thing that, you know, we see people that want to improve their appearance, but sometimes it gets too white. You know, and that's what I tell our patients, you know, how white is white? You know, what kind of color are you looking for? So one of the things that we do is once we do any kind of bonding or veneering, we kind of let him go out for a week or two like we did with you, and you kind of check it, and you said, like, I want to go a little bit lighter, not too white. So the whiteness of it, have you seen people come in and they're just too white?
Oh, absolutely.
And it just throws off the color of their hair.
When you change the hair color or the teeth color or the eye color, it affects your complexion, which can make you look younger and more vibrant or older and duller.
Right.
You know, it's your choice. So the whole thing is to make sure that your color palette works. And that's by having enough hair color to provide contrast to your skin color, to have the teeth the right color, so that you come alive, that your skin looks vital.
What about the people that put, like, red in their hair and blue in their hair? Is that okay for the hair? I mean, I don't mind that they have it. Just I'm always wondering about the health of their hair. Is that color really going to hurt their hair, or does it really matter?
Most likely, yes. Yeah, it will. Well, that will ultimately end up what we call at the salon call a chemical haircut. You know, which means
because the extreme colors are just
they're
too
very
much.
Invasive. They're very invasive. Yeah. And they will, because you have to bleach the hair before, and it's the word is bleach. You know, politely we say lighten, but it's actually bleaching the hair out before you can make the hair blue or purple.
So you're really just kind of playing with the hair back and forth. That poor hair is going crazy.
It's going crazy. And usually it ends up with a haircut. And people will have a moment. The great thing about hair, of course, is that hair continues to grow.
Right,
so if you have a moment and you are too blonde, too dark, too whatever.
It comes back.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't have that luxury.
Right. You have to be make it.
We
got to
get
more.
It right on. Well, that's why we developed our provisionals, our temporaries that were so real. When he walked out and he came upstairs, they were so real that nobody notices between the temporaries and the finals. So we had to do that to really ensure that the final color was going to be what the patient wanted.
Absolutely. No one at all detected that for whatever that time period was, that short time period, that I was walking around with tints.
Right. Now, when
I didn't know I was walking around with
tints. Right. When veneers first got invented, we didn't give them tints. So the patients walk around with nothing on them. So we've developed this technique where we can give perfect temporary, a prototype, a blueprint of the final. And that gives the patient a really good understanding, because they're walking around for 2 weeks and say, well, should I make it a little bit lighter? Should I make him shorter? You know, everybody has, once they're in your mouth and once you're looking in the mirror by yourself, in your room, in your bathroom, by yourself, with your, you know, with your loved ones and your friends, then you can kind of say, I want to go a little bit lighter. I want to go a little bit longer. And that's why we developed that provisional technique. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it only took 2 hours, painless, got some beautiful teeth right on you, and then you had a chance to go preview them.
And I was on the, you know, I'm lucky enough to do the Today Show on NBC, and I was on television the next day with my temps.
Right.
And no one knew it.
No one knew it.
In fact, people said, hey, Lewis, you look pretty good.
So we have maintenance for your veneers and your crowns on your teeth, and you come back for your recalls. What kind of maintenance or shampoos do you recommend for hair color?
Well, of course, I recommend the Louis Leucari shampoo line, which is one of my favorite. But even if you don't use Louis Leucari, just make sure if you do color your hair to use a shampoo for color-treated hair, because it will let your hair color last longer, keep it vibrant.
Is it just different chemical in the shampoo?
There are different chemicals in the shampoo.
Right. That don't.
Less sulfites.
Right. Sulfite. That's the bad stuff, right?
And it will make your hair color last longer. And it's just a more gentle shampoo.
You know what always intrigues me? Because I see you on the radio, I see you on the television, and I see what you do at the salon when I come upstairs. My question is, let's say a lady comes in and she says, you know what, Lewis, I want a new haircut. You know, what do you think? How do you figure out whether that person's face, teeth, smile, nose, hair, it will look better with a short haircut, or would it look better with a longer, you know, a longer short? Like, how do you determine that in terms of your artistic, you know, ability?
Well, before I did this, I stumbled on this profession. Before I did this, I was trained at Syracuse University and have degrees as a painter.
Oh, okay.
So I learned all about face shapes and colors
face shape,
and how
right.
they work
Golden
together.
Proportion.
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And that's something that I try to teach. I always say it's really easy to apply hair color. The most difficult part about hair color, or as you with you with the teeth, I'm sure, is developing the color eye to find the right shade that suits that person.
Right, right.
It makes
right.
all the difference.
Well, but that's what makes you successful. You know intuitively what the patient looks better with because you look at their face, their features, and all that. And that's exactly what we do. And that's why I feel when we put this thing together, hair, makeup, and teeth, it's really been a successful formula for us, and we're very proud of that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
All our advertising,
patients love it.
All our advertising, all our photographs always show, you know, they show the people smiling, and we always say it's Luz Zakari here, and Enid O, who does all the makeup
for all our patients. They
what
love
do you,
it.
Do you ever, is there anything in terms of when you look at a patient, what's your biggest facial features besides the eyes? You look at cheekbones, you look at jaw lines. I mean, what kind of gives you like the angle of what you think is ideal?
I look like at the overall color picture. I look at the natural color of the hair, what the problem is that I'm dealing with. I look at the skin color, the eye color, and yes, I do look at the teeth color.
Yeah. Do you think that, what about, like, I always wonder about the eyebrows. What if the eyebrows are too dark and they want to go light?
Well,
can you change
those? Eyebrows are very significant. What yeah. happens with aging process is that people often tend to lose their eyebrows. The fact that you're Greek and you got those great lashes and those great brows, that will keep you young forever.
Exactly.
So the big mistake that many women make is they make their eyebrows too
it's
light.
Too small or too
right?
short.
When you add depth to the eyebrow or in the eyelash, all of a sudden it will accent your eye, take years off, and give you a much more exotic, beautiful look. And it still can be done and look natural when done well.
That's
I
awesome.
Love that.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Louis. LouisLakari.com is the website, 212-758-2090. And he's at 693 Fifth Avenue between 54th and 55th Street. Thank you so much, Louis, for
Dr.
being
Dean,
with us.
Next
yeah,
show, 411.
Yes.
We're talking about implant technology.
Oh, we're going to be talking about implants, and that's another part of that. It mm-hmm. helps the facial aesthetics. When the patients go from dentures to implants, really increases their jawline, their physical position, and how they eat and how they function.
Thank you, Louis and
Michelle
for joining
for being us.
Thank you so much.
For having us. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Any questions, please email us at drdeanradio@gmail.com. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.